It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll be back later this week. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be filling in for you on this Monday. I know for Saints fans, it's a tough day after that beatdown of the black and gold in the Superdome. And now they have to turn around and just in 3 more days play on Thursday Night Football against Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. So if you want to talk about those things today, I have it on the buffet for the program. Also, LSU victorious, moving up to the 8th ranked team in the nation as they prepare to go through the gauntlet, as 2 of their next 3 opponents are ranked opponents. And we're really going to find out what this Tiger team is made of. I'll say this, what an exciting game. What an amazing ability to overcome adversity by LSU, because they had lots of mistakes in that game. They suffered a lot of self-inflicted wounds, but they hung on long enough to force an overtime and then to win the game in OT against an Ole Miss team that had not played any ranked teams before. So we don't really know how good they were. We will find out when they play Texas A&M and when they play Alabama coming up over the next 3 weeks. Well, 4 weeks, because they got the bye in there as well. If you want to talk about this LSU Tiger team, love to do that. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, as we go behind the financial headlines, talk about things like inflation, interest rates, what's going on with the economy, your 401k, where should you be putting your money, how are the real estate markets looking in Southeast Louisiana, and much more. That's with Guy Williams coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Next hour, we will have the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, join us. We talked to him on Friday, and he was really optimistic and excited about this game, and it lived up to every bit of the billing. So we'll get his reaction and look ahead to the rest of the season with Chris Blair. And our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, will join us as well to talk about what the Saints have to do. Are you surprised that the odds makers have the Saints a 1.5-point favorite Thursday night against the Broncos in the Superdome on Thursday Night Football? Do they know something we don't know? Are they expecting somebody to come back from injury who can make a big difference in this game? I don't know, but I do know that the odds makers have the Saints favored to win, not by much, only 1.5 points, on Thursday night, coming off of that butt-whooping that they got yesterday in the Superdome. And I also want to talk about the fact that today is Columbus Day. Are you celebrating, observing Columbus Day? Does Columbus deserve to still be celebrated? That depends who you ask. Some people still believe Columbus was a major heroic figure in history, and that without him, I would not be sitting here today. You would probably, depending on your lineage, not be sitting here today listening to me. If Columbus hadn't opened up the idea of exploration of the so-called New World. Columbus never made it to America, what is now America. He got to the Bahamas. That's where he landed first. In 1492, when he sailed the ocean blue, Columbus made it to what are now the Bahaman Islands. And what happened there, according to history's new look at what Columbus did, is not pretty. And in his three other trips to the New World, when the closest he got to the United States was Cuba, he also did make it to Hispaniola. He took prisoners and sold people. And this is supported by historical documents, his own journals, and ship's logs and things like that. And that's why only 16 states now recognize Columbus Day. Many have Indigenous Peoples Day or other celebratory days that they believe are more appropriate to celebrate at this time. Columbus landed in what is now the Bahamas on October 12th, 1492. So the first Monday following that is Columbus Day, still technically a national holiday, but only observed in 16 states. Should it be observed in all states? Should it be observed in no states? What are your thoughts on Columbus? And many credit him, saying without him, and he didn't know what he was doing. He did not intend to discover a new world, although millions of people already lived in the so-called new world, so was it really discovered or not is still up for debate as well. But in terms of Europeans being aware of the Caribbean islands, North America, South America, they were not. And so in terms of what the Europeans knew, it was a discovery, no doubt. It was new to them, but there were other people already living there. And Columbus, I don't think anyone can argue, had Columbus not set out, he was trying to get to Asia. He wanted to find a faster way to technically to get to Japan. And he thought it was just a couple of thousand miles. But he didn't know that all this other stuff was in the way and that there was, you know, this Pacific Ocean on the other side of the New World. So he set out thinking the world was much smaller than it was and accidentally landed in what is now North America, South America, and the Caribbean islands, and or close to it anyway. So what are your feelings on Columbus? Do you believe that it's just revisionist history, that people trying to change our understanding of history now are lashing out at Columbus and are defaming his memory and his historical significance? Or is it correcting what we were taught historically about Columbus? So we can talk about all that or anything else that got that's on your mind today on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Jump on a line now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear from you. You can call me. You can text me. We'll put you on the radio. We'll read your comments. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. I'll share some more of my thoughts about the Saints and LSU, but I'd rather hear yours right now, as well as about Columbus or anything else that's on your mind. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman, and we're talking to you after this on WWL 504-260-187.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
10:20 on your Monday. I know it's a tough Monday, but listen, we've got this virtual ability now to link arms and trudge through it together. So let's do that, and we can defeat another Monday. Pandora, thanks for calling. You are on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen on WWL. How you doing, Pandora?
I'm doing fine, and I want to let you know I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you. You get up early at 5 a.m., huh?
No, later.
Oh, well, then you don't listen to me, because I'm on at 5 a.m. All right.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you weren't Tommy. I am a baby boomer. I'm 77. And we learned at McMaine Junior High that Amerigo Vespucci, an Italian, was the first one to land on the mainland, and that's why we're called America.
In May of 1499, he reached the northeastern coast of South America, actually, Amerigo Vespucci. And so this became known as the Americas, slightly mispronounced version of his name. So you're right that he was the first one to be credited with reaching North or South America. Hence, we became the Americas because Columbus never quite made it. Do you think Columbus should be celebrated? Do you believe that it's revisionist history from haters who are trying to sour his reputation now?
No, I don't think it's haters, but I don't see why we have to change everything.
Well, what if it was wrong? What, I mean,
if it was wrong, yeah, change it. Well, it's been changed anyway here. We're indigenous people, and I've got indigenous in me, so that's kind of better for me. I kind of like that better.
So do you have a problem with people saying that Columbus discovered the New World? Because some complain that, no, wait, there were millions of people already in the so-called New World, so they don't think they were discovered.
Yeah, I guess I really do have a problem because I've always thought, not Columbus, America, Vespucci, that's why we're America, you know? I have a problem with Columbus, kind of.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Pandora. Have a great day. Kenneth, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. How you doing, Kenneth?
Oh, Mr. Cohen, I'm doing well. Thank you for the subject matter, and thank you for asking.
What's on your mind?
My question is, do I want to live in convenient ignorance, or do I want to know in grade school, middle school, that Christopher Columbus landed in Plymouth Rock and discovered America as it became an adult?
That was the Pilgrims many years later, but okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, I was told Christopher Columbus. That's what I was taught by the grade school teachers, unless my memory served me wrong. And we named the name of the Pinto. Look, the deal is, the truth is, do you
Kenneth, I'm sorry. I hate that your phone is breaking up. Kenneth, I'm going to ask you to hang up and call us back so we can get a better connection because we're having trouble hearing you. I think I got the gist of what you're saying. Is that many people, and I don't know if most people believe that Columbus landed at Plymouth Rock, but I think that many people believed, whether they were taught this in school or not, that Columbus discovered what is now the United States of America. And we know that that is not true. We know that Columbus never made it to what is currently America. We know that Columbus went to the Bahamas. That's where he started. And if you do research from trusted sources like history.com and others, you'll find that it's now believed, and based on documents that have reportedly been authenticated, that when Columbus got to what is now known as the Bahamas, one of the first things he did was capture people and have them work for him against their will. And later captured many, many more people on the island of Hispaniola and sent them back to Europe to be sold. And that, I think, is a part of the story that most of us never heard. Most of us were never told as youngsters in school. And I think is a legit question, should that be part of the history of Columbus? Because Columbus, no doubt, he was brave. He was willing to set out to go places that no one had ever gone before, to try to go a route, he thought, to Asia that no one had ever gone before. That is without a doubt. And when he made it to what is now the Bahamas and went back and reported what he had found, it did ignite a new era of exploration from Europe. As people said, wait a minute, we've been wrong this whole time. There's more out there. You can't go to Asia this way because there's a whole lot in between us and Asia. And there's no doubt he launched the age of exploration. So should he be honored and regarded as a hero for that or not? Billy, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. Hey, Billy.
Hello.
Hi, Billy.
Hello.
Billy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You sound great, Billy. What's on your mind?
Right. First of all, Christopher Columbus is not the first one who discovered America. The American was discovered by a Portuguese, Frederico Vespucci. He was, that's what they call him, Amerigo Vespucci. That's his first name. He was Portuguese, and he went into the continent of North America. I don't know.
Vespucci was born in Florence, Italy. Portugal did fund a lot of the exploration. But he was born March 9th, 1454 in Florence, Italy.
Who?
Amerigo Vespucci. Yes.
Amerigo Vespucci?
Yes.
Oh, that's incorrect because I thought he was from Portuguese. But anyway, Vasco da Gama was Portuguese. He discovered the Africa, the tip of Africa. So anyway, I'm sorry.
That's all right. But do you think we should celebrate Columbus still?
Well, no, not really, because it's not true that he discovered. It was people over there, like you say, and he was not really a good guy, what the history say. He sold the guys and he killed some, and probably that was not necessary. He could really get there and bring some gift or talk to them and not to have to kill them.
Yeah, well, there are conflicting reports about how he was received and that violence may have been something that he was confronted with upon his arrival in lands that people already lived in, which I think you could understand that they may have perceived him as an invader. So either way, though, when it was all said and done, he was, historically speaking, somewhat of a conqueror. But he also, I mean, without Columbus, and I'd love someone to argue with me, but I don't think they can, because Columbus definitely laid the groundwork for European expansion.
He was not the first one. I mean, it was people over there, so you can take it the way people want. And if they want Columbus, if that's what they're happy with, the Italians are happy with that, that's fine. We can leave it like this. But it was people over there, so he discovered for the European. That's true. He was the first European to go over there. So you can take it the way you want. But anyway, just like Cortez in South America. You know, Cortez discovered South America, and there was a lot of people already there. So,
yeah,
anyway,
millions. Yeah, they were.
You do a good job. You do a good job. I want you to stay there and say to you, Buell is a wonderful guy, but too much politics.
Well, so, Billy, thank you for the compliment, but you can hear me every morning at 5 a.m. on the early edition of WWL First News. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. I think this conversation makes some people uncomfortable because, you know, what we learned as children in history in elementary school was that Columbus was this amazing hero. I mean, we even sang the songs. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had to learn the names of his ships, which, by the way, were not exactly the names of his ships. They were nicknames in some cases. But history is an interesting thing. And history is only what people choose to share and how they choose to share it. And history, particularly from periods prior to the modern era, is going to be wrought with errors and inaccuracies. Just from the nature of how long ago the information was and how little we as a society in 1492 had the ability to spread information and to share information and accurately retell information and verify information. And so I don't think it should be at all surprising that it wasn't exactly as history portrayed it. And that's probably true of many, many historical events prior to modern information technology. But I really want to focus the question on, should we celebrate Columbus now? Now that we know much of what we thought then was not true, now we know that it's pretty well documented from detailed research that Columbus did some really bad things and that he never actually made it to what is America. Should we still honor and celebrate the fact that Columbus started the age of exploration from Europe that created this society that is now the United States of America? And that is now a modern world in both North and South America and through the Caribbean islands. Bob, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. Hey, Bob. All right, Bob, hang on. We'll see if we can reconnect with you. David, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. What's on your mind, David?
First, I have one question for you off the subject, then I'll comment on Columbus Day. I'm just wondering if y'all had any Jefferson Parish Council members on to scrutinize this brewery, microbrewery taco place that they have a meeting tomorrow at this council. $10 million of taxpayers' money. The IG caught it, and then she brought it.
Yeah,
to
the Inspector General has raised some very important questions about that, and it is something that we have addressed and will continue to follow here on WWL. But I think we have to kind of wait and see what happens at this meeting. And see how this story progresses. So it's absolutely something we're following. What was your thoughts on Columbus?
Columbus, listen, this is about, about a year ago, I read in the Washington Post at the library, and they had an article about the sub-Sahara Muslim tribes, African tribes, that were buying and selling people, you know, before the colonizers got there. And it got me thinking that as much as you see in the news, especially coming from the left, about, you know, slavery and colonizers, I think they could do everybody a great deal of fairness if they would explore that. Because basically back then, 10 years, 50 years, or 100 years before any colonizers came on the coast, you know, for the slave trade, they were doing it for thousands of years. That was basically their version of mergers and acquisitions. But, you know, now in today's environment, especially like on the West Coast and the East Coast, they only show one side of it. When the common denominator was the acquisition of power, it seems like they just want to make it look like, and race comes into everything. I mean, all you have to do is look at your, you know, politics. It seems like they just want to make white people look bad And I would just wonder if
when you say they, who are they, David?
The left. Yeah, you know, whether it's the school, what they call it now, that the Republicans are trying to get rid of in the colleges, where you know what I'm calling DEI, inclusive. They never show the fact that 10, 50, or 100 years before colonizers got to Africa, that their own people sold their own people. So it seems like, why not show that?
Does that, let's assume for the purposes of this conversation that that's true, that the sale of the sale, hang on, that the sale of human beings was happening prior to the arrival of Europeans in the Caribbean islands, in Africa, and elsewhere.
Yes. Right.
All right. Let's assume that's happening. And now you're saying that that Europeans arrived and took part in this slave trade that you're arguing was already there. Does that make it any does that make it any more forgivable or less awful?
No. My point is they don't teach the common denominator. The common denominator was the acquisition of power. Just show that both sides are guilty. And back in what's the name of the country? In the Senegal, they have statues of the slave traders, the African slave traders.
Okay, and again, I ask you, David, what? Yeah. How does that change the perception of Europeans who then participated in the slave trade as part of the acquisition of power, as you call it?
It doesn't change anything. But what it does change is it shows that it transcends race when people want to make money.
So you think it's important to note that there were bad people everywhere?
Yeah, that's common sense, but you won't see it in the schools. You know, they never go into that. That this is simple and this is easy. This is very easy to research. You go to a library and punch in who made the money before the colonizers got there, or who did the slave trading, and it comes up to sub-Sahara African Muslim tribes.
Well, no, I don't think there's any doubt, historically speaking, that there were people in all parts of the world that were natives to that area that were involved in perpetuating the slave trade. But again, I'm not sure. I'm trying to talk about Columbus here, and this seems off the topic. And I'm just trying to understand why it's so important for you to make that point. And I guess it really was that there are bad people everywhere. 504-260-1870. Bob, we got you back. Thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Yeah, good morning. I grew up in part of the country where we had a lot of, you know, Scandinavian heritage. And, of course, we heard about Columbus and all that stuff. But and it was taught in our school, but we were also taught that the people from Scandinavia and the Vikings made it to North America way, way, way before, well, Columbus never made it, but we were taught that the Vikings actually made it to North America.
Yeah, and I don't,
first.
And I think history largely agrees with that. I think the big difference is that the Vikings didn't colonize what is now
correct.
Canada and America. And maybe that's why historically they came, they saw, they went back home. And
that's right. Yep.
And you know, this whole term of discovered is becoming a much larger conversation now because, all right, well, did the Vikings, to them it was a discovery because they didn't know that there were people over here that when they made their way to Canadian and Northern American seashores. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to argue, if we want to argue who discovered, well, what about the Asians who walked along across the land bridge from what is now Russia to what is now, you know, Alaska, and then moved their way down through North America? So did they discover, you know, anthropologically speaking, I think there's been, you know, human existence around the globe for a long, 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 long time before Columbus or anybody else came from Europe to what is now the New World. So, Bob,
this is my last this is my last point. I feel like Columbus is given way too much credit.
Should he still be celebrated? Should we still have a Columbus Day? Only 16 states recognize it now.
I am personally, no, but that's my opinion.
And why not?
Well, I don't, you know, I'm like you. I feel like there was a lot other different groups that were here before. And like I said, the Native Americans were here way before. And, you know, that's, you know, he made it closest he made it was Cuba. And, you know, that's my opinion.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. And I think we touched on the big difference here. What we've largely been taught in American schools is European history and history through the eyes of Europeans, because we were colonized, not we, but this land was colonized by the Europeans. And we talk about the Vikings. There's even some, you know, talk that Asians had made it to the West Coast of what is now the United States long prior to the Europeans making it to what is the East Coast of what is now the United States. But the big difference is that it was the Europeans who colonized, the Europeans who conquered, the Europeans who took over, the Europeans who claimed the land from the people who were already there when other societies did not do that. I haven't been in school in a long time. I'm wondering, and I'd love to hear from you, if you have a kid who is a child or a grandchild who is in school now, and you help them with their homework, what are they teaching them about the history of the United States and of North America and how it was discovered or colonized or has come to be what it is today? What are they teaching kids now? Because if you look at sources on the internet, from universities to history.com and to other what seem to be reputable sites, they're telling a much more complete story of what happened. It seems like we get a very narrow view from the European point of view generation over the last several generations prior to this in schools across the country. Let's continue the conversation coming up after this on WWL. You can jump on the line at 504-260-1870. Should we celebrate Columbus Day? Should we celebrate Columbus? We'll talk about that and more after this. Hey, join us tomorrow for Medicare Enrollment Day, when Tommy, myself, and Scoot broadcast live from Metairie at the People's Health Medicare Center on Veterans Boulevard from 6 a.m. till 4 p.m. The goal is to make life easier for people who have to make important decisions about Medicare. If you or someone you love has to decide, this is your opportunity to get all the information. Medicare experts will be on hand and help people make informed decisions. And People's Health experts will host educational seminars at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., plus coffee and donuts and World War II museum tickets. So take the confusion out of the Medicare decision-making process and come out and meet Tommy, myself, and Scoot at Medicare Enrollment Day tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. at People's Health on Vets near Causeway. And you can listen in and get information right here on WWL as well. Folks are texting us. One person says, we celebrate so many stupid things every day. I don't have a problem with celebrating Columbus Day. Another person says, because it was expected norm at the time, you can't judge them by today's liberal morals. But does that mean that you have to celebrate Columbus as well? There was a lot of misinformation, at least when I was a kid, about where Columbus went, what Columbus did. I thought Columbus made it here and discovered what is now America, and now we know that didn't happen, and we also know that he conquered, enslaved, and sold people. Maybe that was the, quote, norm at the time, as you put it, but does that mean that we still have to celebrate him after learning those details, even if it was how people behaved then? Doug, thanks for calling. I'm told you are a teacher.
In all transparency, I'm a former teacher. I have a master's in teaching, secondary education, social studies.
All right.
And I have two children.
Okay, so you have experience as a teacher, and you have children who have been learning about Columbus in school. what should children now be told about Columbus? Should he be celebrated as this great explorer who discovered the United, what is now the United States or the New World?
In terms of what is considered the New World at that time, in a way, sure. In reality, he was indeed looking for the Western Passage, the East, instead of having to take, you know, the road through, you know, to, you know, the Asian trade. So the thing is, no, clearly he did not discover America. However, even as a child, 30-plus years ago, you know, you learn, you know, was it Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492? And yes, the majority of people I went to school with, yes, that is what we learned, that he discovered what we consider today to be the United States of America, even though that was not true. Columbus did have a number of accomplishments in terms of what he did discover. However, we cannot ignore the atrocities that he and others that followed him did commit against the indigenous peoples of this country, whether we like it or not. And even back in the 90s, when a lot of my generation went to school, there was a washing and a perspective that this was needing to be perpetuated and pushed, that he was this great man, and yada, yada, yada. However, it's not the full story. And it really depends on what age students should be told that, in my honest opinion, as well. Should be told that, oh, we did all these terrible things? Well, yeah, sure, but there's a time and a place and a point to where children's minds are developed enough to understand that he did some terrible things.
Yeah, maybe 6-year-olds, 6-year-olds aren't learning about his murderous and enslaving ways, but that he was one of the explorers who helped expose Europeans to the fact that there was other worlds out there, that there were these Caribbean islands as we now know them, and this North and South America.
Correct. You know, Cuba, Hispaniola, you know, which now is the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Yes, it is important to, you know, denote those things. However, it's funny you say 6 years old, because I do have a 6-year-old. And no, you know, he doesn't need to be learning of all these awful things that he did commit. No, I mean, there's a time and a place and an age to where students are mature enough mentally to understand and have a concept of what these things are. In reference to a number of your other callers that I've been listening to, you know, they want to throw a lot of, you know, whataboutisms into the process of, oh, you know, there were black warlords over in Africa who did the same thing, yada, yada, yada. Yes, that is true. We know this. That is documented. Should they be celebrated? No. Should our ancestors who committed these atrocities be not celebrated but ignored for their misgivings? Absolutely not. And so, as an educator, if anything, we learn that, no, they should be celebrated. However, you know, it shouldn't be one side demonizing the other, nor should it be them demonizing us, nor should we hate each other, but it should be a point of understanding and coming together and being better going forward to where we don't repeat the sins of the past.
So a full telling of the historic story. Doug, I appreciate your call and your insight. We're back after this. Right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to continue the conversation coming up next hour. We're also going to talk more about LSU and the Saints. One person texts us and says, rename Columbus Day to New World Discovery Day and celebrate all explorers. Somebody else says, we need to substitute Native American Day for Columbus Day. And somebody else says, who really discovered America? Well, we know the Vikings came long before the Columbus era of exploration. We know the Pacific Islanders made it to the West Coast. We know that there were Asians who walked across the land bridge. So I don't know. Discovered is a strange word. We do know the British, Spanish, and French colonized what is now America after Columbus made it to the Bahamas and came back and said, hey, there's land over there we didn't know about. Then that started the cavalcade of British, Spanish, French, Italian, and other explorers from Europe coming this way and learning about it. But, you know, that's a really good question. I don't know if we can answer that question. Who discovered America?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.